Oh my goodness, they're not letting us do five of these, are they? This is podcast number five, Marijuanderers. I am Mike, that is Grizz.
I am Grizz, that is Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Thank you for coming on by.
Thanks.
You like that lasagna?
I love the lasagna. Mike made me lasagna tonight.
I actually can't take credit for that. My son and his girlfriend from over there in Wank Tax Land made it.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, let's make sure we do. All right. Now, lots to get to on the podcast, as never there is. Both of us went off in several directions. A couple things we're going to talk about in the show today include what's your favorite gray market dispensary or a place to score weed in Toronto?
Yep.
I have mine. Do you have yours?
I have mine.
Okay. And also we made a touchdown in Halifax. And I'll talk a little bit about what I think might be one of the oldest head shops in all of Canada, and it's really cool. We'll talk about that coming up. I will ask you this. If you like the podcast, go ahead and subscribe to it, and you can do that easily right there on iTunes or SoundCloud or Stitcher, wherever it is you're hearing us, and tell a friend about it. And even go ahead and rate it. You know, we got one comment. You want to hear what happened last week?
Yeah, tell me.
So I'm reading, it was on Twitter or something. The guy took his handle down like right afterward. It's okay. If you want to say something nasty to us, we love good vibes. But if you have to get something off your chest on social media, go ahead. It's okay. It's fine. But basically it was, nah, dudes, you guys are losers. Your podcast is going no place. Nobody's buying it, bro.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Really? Now, do we know where he was from?
Oh, you think I didn't do a little bit of research on that right away?
Okay.
Oh, you want a street address?
No, I don't want a street address.
Oh, no, I don't have that anyway.
Was it a response to something that you might have said or that
no,
I might have said?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Just in general.
Really?
You can't like everything, Brian.
No, I know.
I mean, you've said to me several times you don't like the show.
I have said, no, it's not that I don't like the show. I like the show. I don't like you. I try to like you. It's hard. I prefer it when you're injured.
I'm self-aware.
So
I get it.
If you can do something to hurt yourself.
Okay, so let's kick things off with a little bit of world news, because that's something we've never really done before. But this caught my attention. You and I were talking before the show, and yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Tell me what you knew to the point when we were talking earlier.
All right, so the other night, I'm sitting in my chair, and I burned one, and I'm scrolling through news and all that other kind of stuff. And I find this article on Britain has now instituted a wank tax.
What is a wank tax?
So for all the listeners out there that don't know what a wank tax is, you essentially now have to pay to watch porn. So in order to jerk off, you got to go to a website. So if you go to your website now, they want you to...
Well, that's got to be good for porn stars. They're going to be making money, right?
Well, no, they're not making money. The government's making money. So in order to prove that people are 18 now, if you go to the UK, you're on a trip, and you're not getting laid, you're there on business, you're having a bad day, and you want to rub one out. Well,
Brian, really?
I'm sorry.
Grizz.
That's what it is, right?
Why are you looking at my agenda for UK travel?
So you got to go. There's three ways to do it. One, you can put in like your driver's license number or your passport number. You can give your passport
number. You don't want to do that, Grizz?
To the fucking porn police. No, Grizz, I don't know how to do that.
You don't want to do that? No. You're not interested in doing that? Why
not?
No.
Look,
to the what? Did you say porn police?
To the porn police, because that's what it is. It's porn police now. So you can do that, or you can go down to the local corner store and get one of those preloaded cards, and you take the card, and there's a £4.99, and I think an £8.99 version, according to the article I read. £4.99, that gets you one use or 1 month's use, and £8.99, you get to watch porn for the whole year.
You would only use it once in a month?
Well, no, I'd use it. It's not about me, man.
No.
It's not
sorry.
About me.
All right. Fair enough.
The point is...
But you would try to get your money's worth, right?
I would try to get my money's worth, but bro...
So I got to tell you something right now, what I think this leads to. We'll cover the story in a second, but I think what this leads to is more conservative wanking. Or, I mean, either that or excessive wanking, because you're trying to get your money's worth.
But what's really going to be funny for guys like me, that like I'm a people watcher. I like to watch people.
Well, porn, you mean?
No, I like to watch people. I'm not talking about porn. I'm just talking about me going to the local corner store, picking up a deck of smokes, bag of chips, some rolling papers, and there's the guy in front of me that's getting the porn card and his bag of munchies and everything else. So everyone's going to be, like in the old days, it was like, it's going to be like buying a pack of rubbers.
Yo, mate, every one of them wank cards.
Yeah. Like when you were 16 and you went in the drugstore, like you're going to a party and you think you're going to need a rubber and you go into the drugstore and you'd just be afraid to buy it.
The mission is actually to protect people under the age of 18 from getting access to online pornography. It starts in April. The digital minister, who knew that, and West Suffolk MP Matt Hanick has signed the order to launch the Digital Economy Act, which is set to be introduced in April. New age check built into websites or other online platforms that provide pornography on a commercial basis to people in the UK. If businesses refuse to comply, they will be fined up to £250,000.
There you go.
If you want to watch porn, you'll be required to enter a credit card and details upon loading the homepage of a website confirming your proof of age. You will not be charged upon entering your details. So you can use your credit card too.
Okay.
You're going to do that?
But you're not being it's free porn. It's fucking free. Sorry. I'm not supposed to swear. He told me not to swear. But I'm going to lose my mind for a second.
Okay, hold on. Right? We talked about maybe like you just said he told me not to swear.
Right. Sorry.
And then but really what you said was fucking free porn.
Yeah.
You said fucking free porn.
That's what I'm talking about. Subject matter.
Right.
I'm talking about subject matter.
Okay, yeah.
Right. That's not that wasn't an expletive. It was used to describe subject matter.
I still think there's like, you know, other ways to say it.
Right. There are other ways to say it.
Anyway, back to you.
So it's free. That's my point. So you got to put in a credit card number to get free, or a passport number, or a driver's license number.
I don't know why you got to be cheap about jerking off.
Well, I don't know.
Why you got to be cheap about that, of all things?
I don't understand. But it's yours.
You don't have to pay any money.
But you're in your home, yours.
Don't go get a wank card. Just take your credit card out and prove that you are 100 years old, Grizz.
That's cheap, man. I ain't 100 years old.
Okay, so
enough of that.
On to the Marijuana. As we produce this TV show, we go into some wonderful places. This past week, I went out to Nova Scotia in search of a couple of very interesting stories. But the one thing that I came across, and I wanted to, a couple of things I'll save for the TV show just alone, if that's cool. But one of the things I will share with you is I had a really wicked experience going into a head shop that was in one of the oldest buildings in Halifax, and it had been, they think, one of the first head shops open there. And it started just at the side in a little corner in an antique shop about 50 years ago. 50 years ago.
It's a long time, man.
Yeah, and a lot. It's so funny because they have a section that said 50 years ago, you would have gotten all of these same things that we sell today. And it was about 10 or 12 items, including a bong.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the bong, by the way, is being duplicated today by somebody in Halifax who's going to be replicating them and selling them as the first bongs in Canada. And they're pretty rudimentary, but they're no different really than most. It was very cool. Mary Jane's, it's in the Black Market. It's a wonderful place there. So go check that out.
Back up for a second. I know that the Black Market.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what the Black Market is.
Well, it's a beautiful, it's just three or four stores in a row. Beautiful little, sort of international, kitschy, hipster, and hippie items. And, of course, in the mix there, in that little enclave. And it is right near the King of Donairs. So you don't have to go far. If you get yourself one rolled up,
yep.
Before you make it to the end of the street and that joint is gone, Donairs are right before you.
And Donairs, I don't think a lot of people...
We'll
know what a donair is.
Oh, a donair.
So you might want to share that for a second with everybody.
So I will recommend the head shop. It's quite beautiful. And you'll notice there's a lot of, you'll know the walls around it. It's painted beautifully. And in our stream, I'll make sure that a photo is posted and the address is there. I'm taking a look now. Brian is the Grizz. It's a little song I'm writing about you. You like that?
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you look up donairs?
No, I didn't look up
donairs. Oh, donairs. I'm going to tell you what a donair is, all right?
And it's unique to the East Coast.
They claim.
No, it is.
Yeah.
If you want a real one, that's where you're going to go and get one.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just looked up the history of the Halifax donair, claiming that it is the first and only originator on the planet. The next time you're in Halifax, skip the lobster boil and go straight to the pizza shop instead. That's where you'll find donairs. If you're a native Blue Noser, you know this. You've had it many times after an evening of drinking or hanging out smoking dope with your buddies. It's just garlicky. It's like a mix of what do you call it? Like it's a meat lamb kebab mix, but it's shaved off, so you get these beautiful, yummy, crispy shavings of meat with this garlicky donair sauce on top. It's a sloppy sandwich inside a pita. It's very, yep, very, very. It's shaved beef, by the way.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I wasn't sure if it was pork, but it is beef. So there you go. Right down the street from that. So this is a beautiful little area. And really, where I might have a couple of weeks ago had a lack of cannabis culture, wow, Halifax has no shortage of it. Festivals all year round.
Really?
Yeah. And of course, they have, you can go and buy weed at the local cannabis shop run by the province. There's two of them in downtown Halifax that I found readily accessible. And the product is, you know, government product. And there's a couple of gray marketplaces there that are real popular as well. And everybody gets delivery, as we're finding happens many places.
From the gray
Canada.
Market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. The gray markets are doing that.
Well, it is interesting. There's one that's been there for a long time. Pharmacist with a wide selection. Coastal Canopy is another one that's been there for a long time. Serving the market. So people, when they were shut down, people immediately went to the delivery side of things and picked it up there.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool.
Listen, do you mind if we just take 1 second here and shout out a couple of people? I wanted to shout out Eric at Purple Travel for posting a hello.
Hey, Eric.
Eric, how you doing, buddy? He's just a great guy, and we'll encourage you to follow him. You know what? Take a look, because it'll be up on our shout-outs for the,
I love
for the podcast.
He's great.
At Marawanderers. He's so fun, right?
He makes me laugh every time. I just hope he keeps sending in more of those little vignettes.
It's amazing.
I know. A bridge in Amsterdam.
And also, we want you to do the same thing. Eric has inspired us to ask you to do the same thing. Send us your greeting, like a video postcard from wherever you are. You don't have to be smoking a joint or anything. And just let us know where you are, and let us know that you're a Merrill Wanderer too. And we would love to include that on the show and shout you out. So I just wanted to point that out. Now, Gray Market right here in Toronto, of mm-hmm. course, we have to order in Ontario. You have to order online and wait for delivery. In the early days, quite a long time, actually.
Yeah.
People were waiting, like, what, 4 weeks?
Some people were waiting 4 weeks for marijuana, just for recreational cannabis. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was really weird that we weren't ready for this.
Yeah.
Anyway, having said that, now, of course, there's a number of gray marketplaces, not as many as there were in the heydays of illegal dispensaries, but a couple are sneaking through under the guise of other things, medical being the main one. And I just thought it'd be fun if we shared which ones we like to go to.
Yeah, I'll share some of that. The other thing I'll share before we even get into that is, last week, a study came out from the local police service in Toronto. Now, Toronto's a big city. And it said that the underground cannabis market is flourishing. It is making a killing right now.
It
in terms
be.
It's business has gone up.
Well, because people are more apt to have it because it's not illegal anymore. Yeah. And it's not like the guys who were selling it were going to go away.
No.
And what's being offered in the marketplace legally isn't really all that enjoyable.
And a licensed provider got busted last week for overproduction.
Really?
Yeah.
A licensed
provider got busted for overproduction. They went in, I think he was, I could be wrong on the numbers here. I just remember.
Medical license?
I just remember the words licensed provider. So, nice. So, what I learned from that, I don't know if it was, he was licensed to have 600 plants and he had 6,000.
That's
or
how
something
to do
like
it,
that.
Right?
Yeah, that's how.
That
it,
was your plan. That's what you were telling me before the
jail.
Show.
That's how to go to jail.
Yeah, well, apparently, that's been going on for some time. And it was really funny because people, I remember when I got my medical license, people being like, how many plants can you grow? Because I'll take that on.
Yeah.
What do you mean you'll take on my plants? You can't take on my plants.
No.
They're my plants, after all.
No,
what do you mean? I get plants? I didn't even realize it. And now people can grow at home, and that market is dying. There's nothing in that. Because the gray market is still so viable.
Gray market's nice. Like, for me, I'm an older guy. I've always had someone to get cannabis from. It's never been a problem. There's always been, shut up. Stop laughing at me.
No,
because
I'm laughing because I'm in the same boat.
Oh, okay.
Legalization was a technicality.
It was a technicality. Yeah, exactly.
One that I wasn't necessarily interested in, actually.
So it became you know, there was convenience. It was great. I could walk to the corner to an illegal dispensary when everything was sort of messed up in Canada. Nobody knew where to go to do. But I'm still leaning towards old friends and this one dispensary. Now, I don't want to give it away or anything like that.
Yeah, you got to give it away.
No, I can't.
I'm
going to
give mine away. I'm going to give mine away.
I'm not giving mine away.
Is yours like a secret?
Yeah.
It's like a secret place?
Mine's a secret place. Mine seems to be for people that are a little more discerning and don't want to go to the wrong places.
So can I go there?
You can, I'm sure. But
what's it called?
I can't.
Sorry, folks, I tried. I can usually get him that way.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
No, that's like asking me what time it is when I've got a glass of water in my hand. You've tried that a few times, too. So
how about the one when somebody farts, and then I say to you, hey, do you smell popcorn? And you go like, oh!
No.
That's a good one. You could use that at home, kids.
I'm going to try that one. So what I had to do was there was a dispensary that had gone under, and it disappeared.
Yeah.
And I heard through the grapevine that somebody else was starting something up along the stretch in the city. So I walked into the store where
the East End?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
So it was in an end.
Okay.
That's
the
all.
West
it was
End.
Just in an end.
Okay.
That's
one
all.
Of the ends.
It could be
one
the
of
North
the ends
end
of the city.
End,
okay. One of the
end,
ends.
West
okay.
End.
North
so
End.
So stop trying to get it out of me, man.
Right.
I'm not a snitch.
Okay. No problem.
I ain't no rat. So I went into one store and I talked to the guy and he's like, well, how did you know about any of this stuff? Who told you? And then he asked me a bunch of questions. Then he sends me to another storefront, right? And I go in there. There's another guy asked me a bunch of questions. Then I go to a third storefront.
Come on.
Then I register.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And every time you walk in, you got to register. You got to show them that piece of ID. It's real quiet. It's low key. Only a few people, I think, know about it at all. They're not interested in a whole bunch of business. I use it as a go-to because,
that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Out, it's nearby and it's really quiet and under the radar. And I like that. And I kind of trust what I'm getting out of that place as easily as I would trust anything from the government, for crying out loud.
I think people aren't really liking the quality. Now, I will say this. What does worry me is that nobody's checking out the weed in these places.
No,
you know, you gotta rely on, the honesty of the people running them, that they're making good quality product. Okay, well, I will give the name of mine. Okay?
Go for it, dude. Hope you don't wake up
at
the bottom
of
the
lake. I'm not going to say, it's not mine. I'm not going to, what do you mean?
I don't know. What do I mean?
Well, they're on Weed Maps, for Pete's sake.
Oh, if it's on Weed Maps, that's different.
Yeah.
Mine's not on Weed
Maps.
I
found this one on Weed Maps, and I was like, this is great, and I'll tell you why. It's called Cafe. There's a bunch of them in Toronto, and I like it because they have a nice selection of stuff that would be good for any patient or recreational user. And then downstairs, amazing coffee and treats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Coffee and treats?
Yeah.
I like this place better than my place.
Well, I'm not bragging that my place is better than your place, but it's really good. And they have a nice selection of stuff. And the people that work there are, at least semi-friendly. And the people at the cafe are amazing.
That's nuts.
Yeah, man. I like it a lot.
What's the name of it?
Cafe.
It's just called Cafe.
Cafe, yeah.
Which end of the city?
Every end.
It's in just every end.
It is. Yeah, there's several of them around, as best I can tell. Yeah. Anyway, if they didn't want the promotion, hey, I'm sorry, you're on Weed Maps.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else put you there. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
So anyway, I just thought we'd share those. If you're coming to Toronto, there is a few of them around. And of course, Weed Maps is always a good source for that. If you have any questions about that, we do live in that city. You can always send along a note. We might have some insight. Now, I will tell you this. You should not buy illegal weed. It's against the law, I'm told.
It is against the law. I've been told that as well.
And I should also take this time to point out to the authorities that this is a comedy show. One based in comedy and jokes and satire.
Comedy, jokes.
Comedy, jokes, and satire.
Satire.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so just in case you're wondering if any of this is serious, none of it is real.
Mike, the show started off with us talking about a masturbation tax.
Is that still going on?
It's still going. They haven't changed it.
That should be overturned any minute. What is going on? You know that everybody's given up on politics entirely when there's a wank tax and there should be a full-on revolt going on.
Well, it's just messed up, dude. I don't, like, I know we're back to this again, but I don't understand.
We're going to have to use our imaginations?
Like, there's something about, it's Friday night. I'm alone. I'm tired. I've had a bad week.
No, please
don't.
Oh,
I'll stop the story now. No, sorry. No. That's every Friday night. I'm sorry, everyone. Fuck You're an asshole. I was on a roll there.
I couldn't hear it. No. I was going to cry. It was too sad.
It was too sad.
Look at that. And there goes another Merrill Wanderers out of the way.
Is that it for real?
Yeah. Well, we're at 23 minutes. We can continue on if you want, but I would like to do a couple of things. Once again, check out MerrillWanderers.com. It's a website that's under construction, but always will be. But go ahead and enjoy. You'll catch the podcast there. And some of the videos that we've had. I can't show a lot of the stuff from the TV show now. Because when we're busy doing it, you're nowhere near the ability to shoot what you're doing, right? But I promise you this, I have a couple of tidbits to send from Halifax. I'll post that on the socials. At Merrill Wanderers on the socials. At Merrill Wanderers Travel, if you want to just see the travel photos and none of the candidates. And if there's some place that you are going to be that you think we should know about, we do want to hear about it. Mike at MerrillWanderers.com. Grizz at MerrillWanderers.com. And I think that's all the pitching I have to do for Merrill Wanderers.
Perfect.
Have a great evening.
You too, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Peace out.